Okay. Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and it is 9 p.m., and I'm calling the regular open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. Apologize for the delay. We had technical problems with the phone, and we'll go right to the start of the meeting now. Mr. Secretary, are you in a position to call the roll yet?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay.
Okay, Grace Aaron, listener member, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, staff member, KPFK. Can't hear you, John. Gary Bost, affiliate representative, Cerebral Radio.
Oh, I need to email him or something.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Oh, great. You made it. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Gary's here. Adriana Casanave, listener representative, KPFT.
Present.
Adriana's here. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin's here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Joseph Davis, staff representative, KPFT.
I'm here just outside of Giddings, Texas.
Okay, Joseph's here. Catherine Davis, staff representative, WBAI.
I'm here.
Catherine's here. Thank you. Benito Diaz, listener representative, WPFW.
Change your flasher on this. Flush.
Was that you, Benito?
What are you doing? It's so cute.
Benito, are you there? We'll come back to Benito. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK.
I'm here.
Jan is here. William Heerwagen, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, staff representative, WPFW. Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK.
How's there?
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula Washington, listener representative, WPFW.
Yes, here.
Muscula is here. Maxie Jackson III, our executive director.
Present.
Maxie is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
John Tatum's here. Larry Dankner, interim CFO. Can't hear you. Going back, Jonathan Alexander, are you here? Can't hear you, John. Benito Diaz? Can't hear you, Benito. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Tony Leon?
Yes, I'm here.
Can't hear you. Oh, Tony is here. Thank you, Tony. Okay. Let me count. We have 19 directors present, so we have quorum.
Great. Okay. Do we have any absences to be excused? I didn't see any. Okay. I'd like to identify timekeepers.
I'll be happy to do it, but I have to leave at 7 o'clock.
Adriana?
Okay. Adriana? Okay. Could you take over when Mansoor is?
Sorry.
You want to be timekeeper?
Yes.
Okay. Could you take over when Mansoor has to leave?
Which one Mansoor will be and which one I will do? Because
both of them.
He's going to do both, but you don't have to do both.
Can we divide one-on-one from now, and then somebody can just get the other one?
Okay. Well, you want to do speaker or
I'm fine with the speaker.
Okay. Okay. Okay, great. And when Mansoor leaves, we will get someone else for doing the time for the item. Okay, I want to read one thing before we get started. I was so touched. My new son-in-law sent this to me, and I said, I got to read this tonight. When you teach a man to hate and fear his brother, when you teach that he is a lesser man because of his color or his beliefs or the policies he pursues, when you teach that those who differ from you threaten your freedom or your job or your family, then you also learn to confront others not as fellow citizens but as enemies. We must admit the vanity of our false distinctions among men and learn to find our own advancement in the search for the advancement of all. We must admit in ourselves that our own children's future cannot be built on the misfortunes of others. We must recognize that this short life can neither be ennobled nor enriched by hatred or revenge. Robert F. Kennedy. Okay. Now, the first thing on the agenda is the motion that I interrupted last week when I received a screenshot that I thought said that it had been edited the day before, and it did not show this motion on it, and so I thought that the people that had modified the notice had, whoever did it, I didn't know at the time, but whoever, that they had, you know, modified it the day before when it should have had 7 days notice. And so I felt like I had, it shouldn't have been on the agenda, so I felt like I had to interrupt the vote and postpone it to another meeting. So, but then, you know, when I looked at it again in the morning, I realized that I had misread it. I thought it said that it was edited on 2/27/2019, but what it said was 2/17/2019. And I immediately apologized to Alex and Catherine for interrupting them and for thinking that they had been involved in not giving proper notice. And so I just wanted to apologize to them again and to you all for that. And I in my effort to be neutral, I ended up appearing to be not neutral. So and so I would like to ask there's any objections, if we just go right to the vote where we left off last week and finish the vote on that motion.
Adrian?
Mansoor as well.
So 1 second. Okay. There are objections. Okay. Could you please take the vote, Bill, so whether or not we'll go ahead and continue where we left off?
This is all on whether or not to continue with the vote, not the vote itself on the motion.
Look it up right now, yeah. Instead of, you know, I'm putting it as a pre-agenda item.
Okay, so we're voting on whether to do the vote now.
Okay, 1 second. 1 second. Yes, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I heard what you said. Do we have any proof that was put 7 days before, because the last proof that we have is a screenshot that was taken 7 days before the meeting, and that wasn't included. Do we have anything that proves that that mode was modified 7 days before the meeting?
We have, we have a screenshot.
I'm sorry,
we have a screenshot.
If you have it, can you send it to me? Because
we have a screenshot that William, yes. We have the screenshot that William sent. He took it at 9:02 p.m. on 2/21.
Uh-huh.
And that gives that's not the end of the day for 2/21, and it's totally feasible that anyone could have modified it after that, before midnight.
Madam Chair, that wasn't
just a minute, Adriana. And Alex has said that he had modified it late, before midnight. I've seen many people. A lot of times, these notices go up like right before midnight when people are trying to meet the deadline. So I believe it's totally feasible that that was the case, and I believe Alex, and I'm assuming that this was done with plenty of notice.
May I finish, Madam Chair?
What's your question?
The question was, let me repeat it, the last screenshot that we have is the one that Director Kierwagen.
Right. Okay. I got it. Let me see if I understand your question.
No, Madam Chair,
Adriana, please. You want to know,
Madam,
if there's
Chair,
proof.
My English is not good enough for me to
I misunderstood your question. You want to know if there's proof.
What I said, if I can finish my thought or my sentence, is that during the meeting last Thursday, during the meeting, when I raised the question, I was told, and it's in the recording, that what I was saying wasn't true, and that was from the beginning, that I didn't understand, and I couldn't read what was posted. What I said is, do we have any proof, or is enough? Somebody say so, and say that I'm not capable to read anything, and that is good enough for you. We don't have any proof, right? The only proof is that wasn't there.
We don't have any proof.
Thank you.
We do not have any proof that it was not done on time.
Thank you. That was lie there and deceiving.
So that's all we're going to do. We're going to vote now on whether or not to finish this vote before we go on to the next part of the agenda approval. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Okay, sorry. I was muted. Should I continue the vote on this?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
No emotion wasn't there.
Can't hear your vote, Adriana. Okay, we'll come back to you. Robin Collier?
No. I say
okay,
no.
Okay, Adriana votes no.
That wasn't there.
She is
Robin
a no.
Votes
Robin
yes.
Collier?
Robin votes
Robin
yes.
Robin votes yes. Thank you. Chris Corey?
I'll pass.
No, Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Janet, I'll put you down as the president. Jen Goodman?
Yes.
Jen votes yes. William Hairwagon?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no, and I'll mark you present late. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Mansoor Sabah?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Maxie?
Yeah, a correction. Dwayne was here early. In the,
I wanted to ask that question. He indicated he late, Bill Lowe. So did you say that you marked me present but late? Is that what you said, Bill?
Yeah, because you didn't answer the roll. But I'll just change it to present.
Well, is that what you've been doing? Because the fact, Madam Chair, I want to address that.
We saw you. We got you present. I think he might have been, he was doing something else when you were on the, when you were, let us know that you were originally there. All right. I don't know where you were with during the call, but I heard you earlier. So
I'm
you're fine.
Yeah, he heard me too.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
First of all?
Yes.
Consort was yes, Mark is yes, sorry. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstains.
Muscular abstains. Going back, I didn't hear Jonathan or Gary Bost. Jonathan Alexander or Gary Bost?
Gary abstains.
Okay, Gary abstains. Thank you. Chris Corey, oh, you passed?
Yes.
So Chris votes yes. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Heard you earlier during roll call. Okay, let me count. We have 11 yes, 5 no, and 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
That's a yes?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be 12 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions. Let me mark that down. Okay.
Okay, so now we'll go to a vote on that
approved.
Motion.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right. Okay, so motion...
Go ahead.
Okay,
can't hear
the
you.
Motion. I'm going to read the motion. It's the motion from the Programming Committee on Free Speech case before the Supreme Court.
The point of order, Madam Chair, Benito.
What's your point of order, Benito?
I don't think it is proper for any business to be conducted until the draft agenda is approved. So the point of order is that by putting certain items, regardless of what they are, ahead, then that basically says these points, these agenda items are approved without being approved. We're just going to go ahead and do it regardless of whether they approved or not. So that is totally unfair. I think it would just take a few minutes to approve the agenda and let's go on.
Okay. Thank you for your point of order, Benito. I'm not going to take your point of order because actually I am asking the board to approve doing this before we approve the agenda. And if there's a problem with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Tatum to comment on that.
Mansour, for point of personal privilege?
Yes, what's your point of personal privilege?
Thank you. I just want to thank you for being somebody bigger and larger than just the chair of Pacifica National Board and recognizing the corrections that you have made. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to not take your point. I'm not taking your point well. So.
Shall I continue with the vote? On the motion?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Well, I object. It's like I challenge the ruling of the chair.
We're in the middle of a vote.
Well, I did not interrupt the vote.
Grace votes yes.
Grace votes yes. Thank you. Jonathan Alexander? And Gary Vost?
Abstain.
Gary abstains. Adriana Casanave?
No.
Adriana votes no. You're pretty faint, by the way. Robin Collier?
Robin votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Thank you. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
He might have been dropped off.
Yeah, can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito? How do you vote?
Can you hear me? No. My answer is no.
Okay, Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Benito, if you can mute yourself or whoever has the background noise, appreciate it. William Hirwagon? Okay. It was Jan, I guess. William?
I'm sorry to say I don't know what we're voting on.
Okay, I'm going to read the motion. Whereas...
Oh, it's the entire motion?
In the middle of the vote?
Whereas the case of D.D. Halleck versus Manhattan Neighborhood Network represents a direct attack on the First Amendment of the United States, and that this case, reminiscent of the case of Pacifica versus the FCC that enshrined the seven dirty words doctrine, will have a decisive impact on public media in the United States when the Supreme Court of the United States hears it on February 25th, 2019. Be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation stands behind D.D. Halleck and Jesus Papaleto Melendez in their defense of the First Amendment and is opposed to Manhattan Neighborhood Network infringing on their rights. Passed by the PNB Programming Committee February 19th, 2019.
Okay, thank you.
And
William, how do you vote? William Hirwagon?
Oh, I don't understand the motion, the connection with the seven dirty words. It's like this is a nonsense motion that's they're just trying to get it passed.
How do you vote, William?
I don't even remember us having any discussion. You went to a vote at the end of a meeting. So I abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Voting present.
Okay, present. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Pass. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander, Joseph Davis. Somebody's talking in the background. If you can mute yourself, please.
You're not talking. Could you please mute your phone?
I didn't hear Joseph. Ken Laufer, you cast?
I vote yes.
Okay, Ken votes yes. Okay, let me count votes. 11 yes. Three no.
How do you guys go in the room?
Four abstain. Nancy, can you tell who's talking in the background?
No. Would you please mute your phone? Hello? Would you please mute your phone? Whoever's
Madam Chair, Adriana, can you...
I can hear you.
Can you... We have... I checked you know, all of us can, and it's 27 people in this call. I want to know, I want the record of those numbers. I want to know who they are. Okay? Thank you.
This is Max. Is that I can answer that.
We have the public public media.
Right.
Public.
Nancy, first, can you announce the vote that it,
I mean,
it passed?
Great public on. Go ahead. Let's finish this vote, please.
All you need to do is announce that it passed, because it was 11 yes, 3 no, and 4 abstentions.
And did you get my abstention?
Oh, no, sorry, I didn't. So that makes 4, I meant 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they have 5 abstentions with yours. Thank you.
Okay, 11 yes. How many no?
3 no's and 5 abstentions.
How many
no's?
There were 3 no's.
3 no's. Okay.
Madam Chair, I request to change my vote.
6 abstentions with me. Yes, go ahead.
I change my vote to no.
Okay.
Voting's already been announced, but I'll change it if you want me to.
No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
Would you allow the chair to be the chair?
Okay, so that's 4 no's. And it's 5 abstentions, including you, Nancy.
Oh, okay. All right. So now we have 11 yes, 4 no's, 5 abstentions.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So this motion passes. Okay. Great. Okay. Now we're going to go to the presentation from Greater Public. Maxie, you have the floor to introduce our guest.
Okay, I'm assuming they're on the call. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. I will just make note of the fact that Greater Public is one of the industry's leaders in terms of revenue generation, marketing, development, etc. They offer membership, and our stations have become members of Greater Public. The purpose of this call, unlike the presentation given to the Strategic Planning Committee, which was focused on explaining one of their services, this one is more of a comprehensive discussion about the services that they offer and what the value of our membership, or what our membership entails us to as members of Greater Public. So I'll introduce Joyce McDonough, who is the president and CEO, and allow her to introduce the rest of the folks who have joined her for the call tonight.
Thank you very much, Maxie, and thank you, Nancy. This is Joyce McDonough, as Maxie said, president and CEO of Greater Public. We're very grateful for you having us at this meeting, and we're also thrilled, and thank you very much for investing in membership in Greater Public. Our organization's only agenda is to serve, support, and empower non-commercial media organizations. And we currently have 250 member stations of Greater Public. For 35 years, Greater Public has helped organizations like Pacifica raise tens of millions of dollars through research and training around best practices in fundraising. And so you know, we are a nonprofit, we are an independent 501c3, and we are focused exclusively on the needs of local stations in order to help them sustain their operations and to create a margin to invest in their mission. So I'm joined tonight by two colleagues, Andrew Leach, who's the Executive Director of Member Services. We'll talk about the benefits of membership in Greater Public, and then Melanie Colson, who is the Executive Director of Content and Services for Greater Public, will talk through some specific examples of what we provide and the kind of research that we're doing. We're happy to take your questions at the end, or to take questions as we go, and I will now turn the floor over to Andrew.
Thank you, Joyce. And thank you, Maxie and Pacifica Board, for having us. I will talk through a little bit about the benefits of membership and how to access those services. So as Joyce mentioned, at our core,
Great Republic is about empowering local organizations to do their best work. So what we do is go out and scan the environment to find tactics that are working nationally and then push them into stations so that you all can tailor them as appropriate for your audience, your format, your region, your values, whatever it may be. So we offer professional development opportunities in, I'd say, about four or five ways, and I'll just tick through them quickly. So the main one is greaterpublic.org, which is our online repository of resources. We have, along with working with member stations, have invested a lot in trying to make tools that you can use to save your organization time and money and quickly get access to the best materials that are out there in the non-commercial media system right now. To access these tools, anyone at any of the Pacifica organizations can go to our website, click register for access in the upper right, and you, if you're using a Pacifica email address, you'll be approved for an account within a minute or so. Melanie is going to tick through the specifics of what's in that library, but it tends to be a mix of training and tools you can use to kind of plug and play for whatever your purposes may be. The second main service we offer is webinars. Our webinars take place usually 1 to 3 or 4 times a month. They help people at stations understand best practices and also tend to focus on emerging trends. They also help people get ready for certain campaigns during the year. So Melanie might touch on it a little bit, but for instance, we'll do a little roundtable as people are going into a calendar year-end fundraising or into spring drive so that we can help answer questions and make sure people are ready to go into those campaigns. The third item is benchmarks. And so benchmarks is our way of researching the public radio and public television systems. That's how we help find the best practices that we can then push. So benchmarks allow us to diagnose what's going on in stations and analyze station fundraising relative to the amount of listening they have, and that's measured by their Nielsen ratings. So what it allows us to do is make an apples-to-apples comparison of organizations across the country and identify the true standouts so that we can learn from them. One note to just put in front of the board is that there's a huge difference between financial difference, even when you control for the amount of listening. There's a huge difference between the median amount level of fundraising and, say, the 90th percentile. And that's why it's so critical that we help all our stations get to best practice, because the financial rewards can be really, really great. One example is just for a specific category of membership, the difference between the 10th percentile and the 90th percentile organizations is something like 4 times as much support for that station, even for the same amount of listening. So that's what best practice and adoption is all about. It's getting up that ladder so that you can get more support for your organization. Finally is direct advising. So we have 5 or 6 advisors in each of the major fundraising disciplines. And when all else fails with the online tools or webinars, and you just need a specific answer to a specific question, you can put in a call to Greater Public, and we'll connect you directly with these consultants. And as part of the membership, we essentially pay the bill directly. This is both good for those weird questions and issues that don't fit neatly into one of our disciplines or categories, but it can also be great for new members, which you all the stations in the Pacifica Network are right now, to just help prioritize. I think often we hear from new members that there's a sense of overwhelm, that we offer a lot, and helping you kind of identify the opportunities that might be the best first opportunity to focus on. And I just wanted to mention, finally, that we do offer a conference. It's called the PMDMC. It's a 2-day conference. This year we're in Dallas, so we're really hoping some of you can join us. I know hopefully some of the Houston folks can make the trip. And it's 2 very full days of teaching and training and learning from the non-commercial radio system, about what's working and how we can all do better. So my goal is to really help make sure all of our organizations get a lot out of their membership. We really feel like there's a very high ROI when the services are used. And so Leah Manners, who I know some of you have interacted with, and I are always available to help connect you with advisors or connect you directly to content. So I'm going to turn things over to Melanie Colson to talk through some of our specific resources.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to get to talk to you this evening, and thank you for joining Greater Public. Our members really are the lifeblood of what we do. We serve stations, as Joyce and Andrew have touched on, of all sizes, of all formats, everywhere from the tiniest rural stations all the way up to major market stations, all music stations of every format I can imagine at this moment, and news and, as I said, news and information, music, public affairs. We cover the gamut: community licensees, universities, all make up our membership. So one thing I think that the strength of that is that we get to talk to a lot of different stations and hear about what's working for them in different scenarios, and that's really one of the strengths is, and what we really thrive on doing, is connecting stations with one another. So just wanted to give you a little bit about the specific support we have, especially in the area of membership fundraising. So individual giving. So we do have an advisor who is an on-air fundraising specialist. We offer resources all the way from an on-air fundraising production guide and tools on the website to scripts, as well as I mentioned, the coaching. We do a quarterly call. Stations, we used to do it just twice a year, but the stations have now asked us to do a quarterly call just to check in and have an opportunity for people to share what's happening at their stations with their on-air fundraising. So they're talking about everything from thank you gifts to how they're managing their breaks, scripting ideas, et cetera. We cover all of that. So a lot of our tools, as Andrew alluded to, are quite plug and play. We provide a lot of direct mail copies that stations can use. It can be put together and specialized for each station. And our advisors are always happy to help out with that and look at letters for you and offer feedback and guidance about what we've heard was best practice. And I actually, it's important enough to me that I know what's going on that I still advise in the membership area. So I could very well be who you talk to and would always be happy to help. We also do a lot of support just in general for membership training. What's the best practice around, say, direct mail, on-air drives, other ways of reaching out throughout the year that aren't necessarily tied acknowledgments? Just building relationships with supporters is really important part of what we do. And, of course, sustaining memberships or monthly donors have become a very important piece of the fundraising puzzle for public radio stations and non-commercial media in general. We lead the, of all the nonprofit sectors out there in the United States, public media is far ahead when it comes to retaining and using that fundraising strategy. So we have plenty of resources to help stations build those programs up as well. In the area of membership research, we do surveys of stations to find out what they're doing in terms of best practice for on-air drives. And as I said, you know, we're constantly in touch with everyone to try to find out what's happening where, and also just find out how stations are doing in terms of revenue. We're looking at some data right now to find out how stations fared in Q4, last quarter of 2018. We know it's a big fundraising time of year for stations, and we'd heard kind of mixed results, so we wanted to reach out and find out how exactly that was, and we're looking forward to reporting that back. We also, of course, support organizations in the area of major giving and philanthropy. That's a service that we're really developing out. We've kind of been rethinking it and refocusing it in the last couple of years. We have a talented advisor in that area as well, who can help strategize everything from case statements to putting together proposals and putting those in front of donors. She can also do coaching around fundraising for leadership at stations, et cetera. So if we don't have an answer, we can definitely put you in touch with another station who does and share that with you. So that's kind of an overview of the major areas that I expect everyone will be wanting to dive into. And please reach out to Andrew, myself, Leah, or, you know, if you look around on the site, you can see other advisors. We are looking forward to helping you out and sharing what we've learned from all the great people who do this work in the system. So I guess with that, we can open it up for questions. Yeah.
You bet.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all. One second. For our minutes, I would like to get, I know your last names were stated, but I missed it. But if you could, Max, if you could restate the full names for our minutes, and I'm sure we'll all get to know you as time goes on, but if you could just state that for the minutes.
Joyce, why don't you begin and everybody
Sure. Talk. Sure. Joyce MacDonald, that's
Joyce
M-A-C,
McDonald.
Yep, President and CEO.
Okay. Andrew?
Andrew Leitch, L-E-I-T-C-H, and my title is Executive Director, Marketing and Member Experience.
Great. Thank you. Leah?
I'm Melanie.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Where did I? I'm sorry, I misheard.
That's okay. We mentioned Leah. My last name is Coulson, C-O-U-L-S-O-N, and I'm the executive director for Member Station Services.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Maxie, did you want to say anything else before we open this up to questions?
No, I think the presentation was excellent. It hit all the markers that I'm aware of, and I think it's great for our board to go ahead and ask questions if they have.
Okay, great. I'll take a stack for questions. Anybody would like to ask Greater Public a question?
Tony,
okay. Go ahead.
I saw the documents that you sent to the PMB. And your organization looks very promising. Can you tell us who you've worked with in the past and also how you're staffed up?
Sure.
How many people are on your staff?
Sure, happy to. We have grown our membership to around 250 non-commercial media organizations across the country, we do organizational memberships as opposed to individual people membership at stations. And so, at those 250 organizations, we actively work with multiple individuals across various functions at those stations. In terms of our staffing, we have seven full-time staff members, and then we have, is it eight, Melanie, consultants right now that work with us?
Yep, we have, yep, eight advisors.
Eight advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, can you mention any stations that we might be familiar with, any organizations that might be well known?
Certainly. So, you know, they're all local non-commercial media organizations. So we work with WNYC in New York, with KCRW and KPCC in Los Angeles, with WBEZ in Chicago, with Houston Public Media, and I know those are markets that you're all familiar with KQED in San Francisco. We also work with a lot of state networks that cover both urban areas and rural areas. And as Melanie mentioned, the majority of our members are in medium or smaller markets and serve diverse content to different communities across the country. So it's a wide range of organizations.
This is Max, if I may. I just want to respond to Tony real quick. I think he's probably asking if there are any community media stations in your roster. You can answer that, but I'll just say in advance, when I was executive director of the NFCB, we had a partnership with Greater Public. Many of our members took advantage of their services. They did a lot of webinars for our membership. So many of the NFCB community radio stations around the country partake in the services the Greater Public offers.
Absolutely. And the relationship between Greater Public and NFCB continues. And as Maxie said, we have a growing list of community stations who are also members of Greater Public.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. You mentioned Houston Public Media.
Yeah.
Houston Public Media is NPR, right?
They are an NPR member station on the radio side, and they are a PBS member station on the TV side, yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
I have a question. This is Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, thank you all. You listed a lot of services, and then I thought your staff, and maybe I was doing something in the kitchen, so maybe I counted wrong, but I thought you had like 7 people on staff or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes, 7 full-time staff and 8 advisors.
Okay. And so are the services that you listed all included in the membership fee?
Thank yes, you. They are.
Yeah, okay. And yes. The conference also?
The conference entitled, yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
I was going to say, yeah, we have a member rate for the conference that's about, I think it's $350 discount for a member station. So it's not included with membership, but it is. We do try to make it more accessible.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to ask a question? Catherine, and then who was that after Catherine?
Grace,
okay. Go ahead, Catherine.
And Dwayne.
Okay.
Yes, I guess one of the first things I would want to know is how you would make adjustments or if adjustments need to be made for a state network such as Pacifica that raises most of its money, its resources, by on-air fund drives. And we don't have a lot of grants or any underwriting. So I was wondering if you have any stations that are like that and how you would compensate or adjust or help to help us raise funds in light of that fact.
Yes, absolutely. So most of our member organizations do take sponsorship in some form, but if you do not, I would say that all of the non-commercial stations and public media derive the vast majority of their revenue from membership, and a lot of that through on-air membership. And so our resources – in that area are particularly robust. And as we get to know your organization and the needs of your individual stations, we can certainly tailor our conversations, and we can tailor, you know, the materials that we are sure to highlight for your folks to really focus in on that area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Catherine. Grace?
Yes. Is the what is the cost of the attendance at the conference exactly?
The conference this year, for the member rate is $749.
Ooh. Is that for one member?
Yes.
That is for one person, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jan, I have a question.
Okay, Jan, you'll be after Dwayne. Dwayne, go ahead. Dwayne, you have the floor. We lose Dwayne.
Madam Chair, timekeeper, we got 9 minutes into this segment.
Thank you. 9 minutes left of the 30 minutes?
That's correct.
Thank you. Jan, go ahead. We'll get back to Dwayne. He may be...
So I have two questions. One is hopefully probably short, and that is whether or not like board members might be able to access your information and so forth. And the second question is what... can you describe a little bit about the conference and the things that you offer there that are included so that we can get an idea of that?
Yeah, certainly.
Sure.
So I'll talk about the board question. We will be happy to work with Maxi to come up with the best way to provide access to the board. Those on the board that would like access, if that's okay with you, Maxi?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Great. And then, Andrew, why don't you talk about the conference?
Oh, I'll just build on your – so we have your board list, and so I will just let – I'll make sure to share it with Leah, who does the approvals. And so if you do register, if you don't have a Pacifica email address, you may get – rejected automatically, but then we'll go back in and approve you. So if you do get a rejection, don't worry, we'll clean it up manually. But anyone who's on this call is welcome to register and explore the resources. The conference offers a couple of different things. We produce about between 50 and 60 breakout sessions covering all disciplines of fundraising and public media, as well as kind of emerging trends and things that are not directly related to fundraising but are really important, like community engagement and audience building. The other really huge benefit, I think, of the conference is the ability to connect with other folks who are doing the kind of work that you're doing. And so in addition to learning, Melanie is spearheading some cohort meetings this year. We have cohorts for different kind of segments within the industry where you can meet people who are doing the kinds of things you're doing. And it's also just a really great way to kind of get your head up and see what's happening and get inspiration from other organizations that maybe are a little different. So we really would encourage anyone who can to join us.
Yep. And to the point about membership and on-air really being a focus for the Pacifica stations, we produce multiple sessions for every time period, and for any of your staff that attends, they can find sessions at every hour that address best practices in on-air fundraising and membership.
I have a question. This is Nancy. I have a question on the conference also. Is there any, if not too many people, we can't afford to send too many people, what will they be able to bring home, or will the our membership be able to access of the conference afterwards?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, we post after the conference. We post video of the keynotes, and we also post materials from all of the sessions. We would encourage if you have a limited number of folks, them to split up and absorb as many different things as possible, and then go back and direct their colleagues to the best materials that they saw and what they learned.
And really quickly, I'll share that in the past, sometimes with smaller stations or stations that are sending, you know, the limited number of people, they'll set up a time to talk with the advisors beforehand just to get an idea of what might be the best session for them to check into and attend. There's a few things that we can point to that in the time we've talked with them and if we've learned more about the needs that we would recommend most highly for them to go to. So we're happy to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Max B. I just wanted to make a few comments around this area. We're in some respects going through an onboarding process with Greater Public. Their presentations to the board are part of that. They're also about to arrange a series of webinars with our stations, the general managers, and folks involved in revenue generation, the business managers and folks like that. The other thing that we talked about and brokering the group by, if you will, is that if we do send, let's say, the general managers to the conference from all of our stations, Greater Public discussed the notion of having a meet and greet for them, an opportunity for them to be introduced to the larger industry that we're a part of, and to get to know some of the key players, certainly a Greater Public and beyond. So I just wanted to illuminate that as well.
Yeah, great. Thanks for mentioning that, Maxie.
And Jan, I have another question.
Jan, go ahead.
Can you describe some of the webinars, and am I correct that those are all included in the membership fee?
Yep, those are all included in the fee. We have an archive of webinars. So let's see. We have I'm trying to think of some of the things that we've covered recently, Andrew. I'm going to have to look on the website. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I'll just throw out a few recent ones. So one was about acquiring new members using social media. We had a webinar with an organization called MNR that does digital benchmarking, talking about online fundraising. We had a workshop about storytelling that related back to philanthropy, so how to tell stories to major donors and foundations. And also,
Dan, is that you that needs to mute your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is. I apologize.
Thank you.
That's all right. Just one more was just overviewing, and I think Melanie may mention this, but overviewing our on-air fundraising best practices survey, which I will definitely share with Maxie the link to get to that one. There's research from about 75 stations about everything from how many days of pledge and do they pledge on the weekends and do they do pre-records and all the kinds of granular detail to see how others are fundraising. So that's just a taste. There's an archive, as Melanie mentioned. We have over 120 archived video training sessions that are all free for members. So
thank you. Mansoor,
we're done. You got like 30 seconds. And I'm going to sign off and I would sign back in about 3 to 5 minutes. I'm relinquishing my timekeeping position.
Okay, I'll take over for the item. Okay, is there any Is there any burning questions left for a greater public that we would want to extend time on this item?
Thank you for your time.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yep. Joyce, Andrew,
thank you so much.
Okay, yeah,
have a great evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining
Bye-bye.
Us. This was very, very helpful and very encouraging to be that we're part of your organization, that we're members of your organization now. Thank you so much.
Well, we're thrilled, great. And we look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? Could I have a motion?
This is Bill. I'll move approval of agenda, and it was Rev C that I sent out just about the time the meeting was starting.
Okay. Revision C, that was about 8:45 or 8:50, something like that.
Second. This is Carol. The second.
Okay. Carol seconds.
And 650.
Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Did everybody get the agenda, first of all? If not, I can read it.
Madam Chair, point of information?
This is Catherine. I'm not able to get on the internet while I'm on the phone, so if you could read it, I would appreciate.
Okay. Let me just do that, and then I'll take your request for information, Adriana.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have agenda approval, minutes approval of the February 28th meeting, and executive session minutes, which we'll go into executive session for that at the end. So we have the executive director report, question and answers. Then we set the next regular meeting date. Then we have the national committees and task force reports. We have resolution under the programming committee on Pacifica pilot project with KPFA apprentices, resolution on arts and cultural programming, international network, local engagement, strategic planning committee resolution. Then we have item 9, new business, motion to amend a previously approved motion on timeline for non-affiliate directors election for 2019. And we have a 2019 delegate election, 9C is motion on 2019 delegate terms and 2020 director eligibility. And then item 10, adjourn to executive session to approve executive session minutes. Adriana, what's your request for information?
Yeah.
On the agenda, Bill?
Yes.
Did you want to add something that I missed on this agenda?
No, just a clarification.
Yes.
If I didn't get any corrections to the executive session minutes, so if there are no corrections that have to be discussed in executive session, we could approve them during open session. That was why I put that under.
That's why you put that
approval.
Under item 5.
Right. That might be quicker.
Madam Chair.
Adriana, what's your request for information? Go ahead. What's your request for information?
Obviously, that is what I'm saying, because you have number 10, agenda, executive session to approve executive session meeting minutes, and obviously, if it's in point number 5, we cannot discuss in open session the executive session meeting minutes, and that is my point. I want to that be discussing in executive session, because, yes, I have things that I want to discuss, but obviously we cannot do it in open session.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like we are going to have, when we get to that point in the minutes, minutes approval, we'll say we can't approve these because we have things to discuss, so we'll go then and postpone that till executive session. Okay, great. All right.
I'd like to offer an amendment to the proposed agenda. I would like to move items 9A, 9B, and 9C forward to be discussed right after the item minutes, because these are time-sensitive issues, and I want to make sure we address them tonight.
After the minutes approval, before executive director report?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there a second?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? What?
Is there a second to Alex's amendment?
I wanted a second. I was looking to be recognized as second.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Carol, for seconding that. Okay. Is there any objection to moving this to 5B?
Madam Chair, this is Benito.
On this amendment?
Not exactly. I just want to note, or for you to note, that I have an amendment to the original motion that's being presented.
Right, I saw that. We'll get to that when we get to that motion, okay?
Correct. Okay.
All right, is there any objection to moving 9A, B, and C to 5, B, C, D? All right, hearing no objections, so moved. All right, is there any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Is there any objections to the agenda then, as stands, as amended? Okay, hearing no objections, agenda approved. So the first...
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Madam Chair, Benito?
Yes, Benito.
I wasn't thinking straight. Yes, I have an objection.
You have an objection or an amendment?
No, I have an objection to the agenda, to a couple of agenda.
Okay, it's just an objection.
May I state the objection?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes, so as I tried to say earlier, and I tried to state that I challenged the ruling of the chair on the agenda items at the beginning, you know, I think it's wholly improper to put anything before agenda approval. And I know we've done this before, you know, and some of us have objected before. So I just repeat the objection. This is totally nonsensical to me.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to say a point not well taken. I asked for if there were any objections in the beginning, and I think that handled, you know, you were free to object then, and for the very reason that you're bringing this point of order. So, That's a dilatory comment, basically, because I already asked permission. Benito, you don't have the floor back yet. I already asked if there were objections before I did that, and we had a vote on that, and now I'm going to turn it over to the parliamentarian.
And I, Madam Chair, if I may, I tried
Parliamentarian has the floor.
Yes, Madam Chair, may I speak? This is John. I remember you asking the board if it was okay to put that particular item ahead of agenda, and there were no objections at that time. And then there was an objection by Mr. Diaz, and you ruled Mr. Diaz's objections not well taken, after which Mr. Diaz said he challenges the ruling of the chair. Well, when you challenge the ruling of the chair, it has to be seconded. And since no one seconded...
I seconded.
Since I did not hear anyone second the ruling of the chair, the meeting moved on, and now we're at the point where we are approving the agenda. So everything that happened before now is actually after the fact, and it's pointless to go back to that appeal because the action has been done and the meeting has moved forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Points of information, Madam Chair.
We can't go back and change it, so you can register a complaint, but we already went through the approval process to do that.
Madam
What's your
Chair,
request for information, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm really, puzzled because, obviously we'll be in the recording, but when the parliamentarian jumped in without anybody asking him for his opinion, he jumped in, but he didn't jump in there. When Benito stated that he challenged your ruling, I said I second, and you said that you will not take any more discussion in the issue and you proceed with the voting. I mean, I will hope that the parliamentarian, when he sees, like sometimes he jumped in there without being asked, that he used exactly the same, when because obviously he remembered perfectly that happened. I hope that he heard, too, what you said, that you will not take that challenge. Thank you.
And Madam Chair,
thank you for
point of order, Robin Collier.
That was not really a request for information. This discussion is becoming dilatory because this all happened in the past, and the body voted to go ahead and let the vote on that motion take place before we did agenda approval, and further discussion on this is just wasting our time. It's okay to register a complaint, that's fine, but we do need to move on. We're going to vote on agenda approval right now.
Catherine,
people cannot.
Information, may I be recognized?
But this point of view, or not allowed to take that.
Benito, you've had the floor several times. I'm giving it to Catherine.
Thank you very much. My understanding of where we were was that there was no objection to the agenda, and then Benito mentioned that he wasn't thinking, and then after the fact that there was no objection to the agenda, an objection was brought up. But my sense of it is that the agenda has been approved already.
So you're
Am
so you're
I wrong?
Asking, where are we? So, okay.
Yeah.
So, yes. So we had no objection to the agenda approval. Benito was objecting to something that we did in the past. So now we're going to go to the first item.
Madam Chair.
What's your request for information?
No, it's clarification, point of clarification.
I'm not giving you the floor for a point of clarification. Okay. So now we're on to minutes approval. Are there any corrections to the February 28th open session minutes?
Madam Chair, Benito.
Do you have a correction to the minutes, Benito?
I have a request that you note my objection to the approval of this agenda. That's all I want. Just put it in the notes, in the minutes.
Okay. I think we already, just go ahead and put that in the, that Benito objected to the agenda because the item that because the board approved doing something before agenda, approved doing that motion before agenda approval. And then you'd
have
okay.
May I be recognized? Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Okay,
Chair,
so we're on the
president
okay,
and all of that.
Is this for the minutes approval, Carol?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Go ahead.
I move the adoption of the February 28th open session minutes.
Thank you.
I'll second that. This is Robin.
Thank you, Robin. Is there any corrections to the minutes?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I want to object to the minutes because the minutes you see that is the secretary's explanation of some of the things that happened. He doesn't put the complete point of order. He just paraphrased what he understood that was the point of order and the answer, and that is not correct.
Okay.
I object to the minutes.
1 second.
Thank
okay.
You.
So can we please open the minutes, which were sent to you?
Madam Chair.
Today. Yes.
Did you say yes?
Okay, 1 second. I want to open the minutes so I can find out where it was that the minutes. Let's see. This is the right 3-7. That's not it.